What's up, friends? I'm your host, Amanda Smith, and welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, the show where I chat with inspiring women about business, life's challenges, and building community, because we all need it. If you need a girl gang, this podcast is for you. Hey, guys, welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast. You guys are tuning in today with Valise and Bridget from the Queendom here in Dallas, Texas. I love when we have a Dallas local guest. So welcome to the podcast. So excited to have you guys.
Hi.
Hi. I'm
grateful to be here.
So excited. I love interviewing two people also, because the more the merrier. It's so much fun, especially two friends that are in business together. So I would love to hear right off the bat, for those of our listeners who don't know, what do you guys do and who are you guys?
You want to start, B, or me?
You guys start.
Okay, well, I'm Valise Jones. I am co-founder of The Queendom, and I also am a publicist in addition to that. But The Queendom came about because I love beauty. Bridget loves beauty. And I just got really frustrated one day. Like, I literally called her on a rant. Like, it should not take me 8 hours to get my hair done, a wax, nails done. Like, I shouldn't have to go, like, all these different places and do a work shift to, you know, look and feel my best. And so we came up with the concept of the Queendom Beauty Bus, which we're in the process of building. But then COVID-19 happened and we lost our investor. So we came up with the Queendom Beauty Box, which is a way for people to try beauty brands by Black and brown women that they might not have tried otherwise. Or, you know, because who, you get tired of spending $60 on a beauty product that you don't use, you don't like. So we're like, yeah, why don't you pay $35 for this box, try out all these different brands, and then see which ones you like, and then those are the ones you spend your money on.
I love it. Bridget, what about you? Tell us about you.
Absolutely. So my name is Bridget. I'm one of the co-founders of the Queendom as well. And similar to Valise's story, was just completely fed up. But also what a lot of people don't think about when it comes to beauty is that it's not always accessible to everyone. So our main focus in creating this bus and even creating the box is to make it easily accessible to those who cannot get it, whether that's a woman who is handicapped, whether that's a woman who lives in a rural area, or those underserved communities. My entire career has been in the retail industry as a retail manager. And then I also freelance style on the side. So I know how people can feel excluded from beauty. And so starting this business was our way to make it more inclusive and to change the game of beauty that works best for everyone.
I love it. I love, and I like, I'm obsessed when I hear people, they're like, I do this, but I also do this, and I do this, and I do this, you know. And I love that you guys are just multi-passionate, or what some people would say, multi-hyphenate, you know. And I just think that goes to show, like, you have so much ambition and drive. So I want to say congratulations on starting this business and going out to serve people where there was a need. That is the whole thing that of why businesses exist, right? You create something to solve a problem for somebody, and you guys are doing that. So when did you guys actually start the business? Was it 2019 or was it right before COVID?
Well, technically it started in 2018, but we didn't start the beauty box portion until 2019, because that was a like, holy crap, we already have this momentum, because we've been telling people. At the time we had an investor, we were working on building out the buzz, and we were like, we can't lose, you know, the buzz that we created of people knowing about the business. So we were like, what can we come up with that is not going to kill our pockets, and that will help other people, because everything we do is always about helping other people. We don't just want to help ourselves. So that's where the box came about, and that we came up with that July 2019. We released it in October of 2020. And then we released it in October 2020.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. What a great pivot too, because of COVID. Everybody's always wondering, what did you do when COVID happened? What did you do when COVID happened? You know? And I think that is such a great idea to start a box, you know, that it's already something that's becoming really popular. And how accessible you guys made it. Like $35 is so easy, right? You go to Ulta or Sephora or whatever, and you're like, this one product is $50. This is ridiculous, you know? But I love it. I love it. So let's get into, I want to get into so many things. I want to definitely talk about the bus. It is so cool to me. But let's get into the box. How did you guys go about, I'm sure there are people listening who are like, I would have no idea where to start to create a physical product of a box that goes, ships out to people. Where did you guys start? You know, how did you find the materials? And what did you get to put in the box and shipping? Like, I think our listeners would love to hear that process.
Instagram.
Like Google on Instagram.
Right. You know, people are afraid to ask for help. And as a business owner, you have to be humble in a sense to know that you're not going to know how to do everything. So it is okay to research. It is okay to ask for help. And then understanding, like, what are your strengths and weaknesses? Valise is really great at communicating with people because she does that for a living. Like, she's a freelance publicist. So when it came down to the box, we split up, like, what made sense for Valise to do and what made sense for myself to do and what made sense for us to outsource. Because at the end of the day, we want to give people quality product. So we both came up with, like, the design, but since I work full time, Valise is freelance, so she's able to adjust her schedule a little bit more. So we would come up and go back and forth with designs, and then she would go to different companies and just price out different things. We would both kind of brainstorm, like, well, what type of items do we want in the box? And then Valise would kind of go out and look for those particular small business brands. And she has a really great following on Instagram. So just using the tools that we already had and the people that we already had to make those connections in order to get these great people in this box. And to be honest, a lot of people believed in our vision because, you know, it's our first time. We're not absolutely sure what we're doing 100%, but just the vision we had for it and how we wanted to help people and how we wanted to get the word out about these other businesses, because thank goodness we weren't open yet and all of our stuff is paid for. So we didn't lose money in the pandemic. We lost our investor, but we didn't have overhead at the time. These young women that are in this box, they were losing money. They didn't have the access to do ads like the big companies did to get more people to their websites. So this opportunity not only helped our business, but it helped their business. And when you come together as a team, you can grow together. So that was what was important. And we just kind of used what we had to get it done.
Yeah. And the first three women that were in our, like, I guess, like you say, test box.
Yeah.
I didn't have any real structure. I just messaged them on Instagram, like, hey, you want to send me some of your products? And I'm going to put it in this box. I'm a publicist. I also know how to do digital marketing. And we're going to see if this thing works. I was like, my goal is to sell 100 boxes. And if we can do that, then we're going to keep, you know, doing it. And luckily, well, actually, our goal was 50 boxes. Because I was like, well, it's COVID. So let's, you know, let's be conservative. So we end up selling 100.
That's awesome. Oh, I love it. You said so many good things while you were talking. I was like, oh my gosh. When people believe in your vision, that's the thing. I remember when I started Dell's Girl Gang in 2017, people asked, like, what, how did people join the Facebook group? How did people, because people believed in what the mission and the vision of what I stood for, of what is on my wall, what's on my jacket, our trademark, you can sit with us. Everybody has a seat at the table. And so when people believe in what you're doing, they're like, hell yeah, I'm going to buy a box or, you know, donate to this or support you on social media or tell my sister or tell my friends. So I absolutely love that. You talked about outsourcing and then asking for help. I think that is something that business owners and entrepreneurs really struggle with, is asking for help, because a lot of us are very ambitious and we're like, I got it. Like, I know how to do blah, 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 or I can figure it out. And then we take on so much and then we're like, maybe I need some help. So I think it's so awesome. And people ask this question all the time, I'm sure to you guys too, of like, when should I outsource? When should I get help? So what would you guys say?
As soon as possible. and I know people are like, well, the money. One thing about it, if you're a genuine person, people will work with you. Mm-hmm. Because I've definitely, like I said, I'm a publicist myself, but I'm not PRing the Queendom because I have to think of so many other things before I even get to PR and marketing with Queendom that I was like, look, I need somebody else to take this part on for me so that I can go get the brands in the box, that I can make sure we have the materials that we need, that everything's running on time. Yeah. So I outsourced that to People's Revolt. I want to give a shout out to Callie and Shabby.
I was going to say.
They're awesome. And I know, like, they believed in what we were doing, so they were definitely willing to work with us. And like Bridget said earlier, just stop being scared to ask and, you know, trade services with people. Because I do that all the time. Like, at one point we needed a lawyer to do some stuff for us. I traded, like, hey, I'll do some PR for you if you make up these contracts for us. And that's how you work around, like, you might not have all the funding that you need at the moment, but that's how you work around it.
Right. Use your talent and resources that are there for you. I feel like a lot of people don't go after their dream because, like she said, you're only thinking about the money. But if that is your purpose for your life, your talents are your money until real money starts coming in. So utilize that and create a good team of people where create that bond. Okay, I don't know how to do PR, but she does. I have a friend that knows how to do copywriting. So, you know, it's things of that nature. Get you a group of people where you guys can trade those services and work together until you can afford to pay someone to do it professionally.
Absolutely. And I think it really comes through your point, y'all's point of, like, it's not always about the money. It's not always about the money. And I cannot agree more, because when it is about the money and then you're trying to go ask for help with people and trying to see if you can trade, you can tell, and you can feel that from someone else who's like just trying to make money. And I'm sure you guys know and have experienced that before. But I say this all the time to my clients and just on social media, is if you are trying to just get to six figures, or you want to make $1 million one day or whatever, and that is your vision, that is not a vision. There's no substance to that. What are you doing? How are you serving people? How are you helping people? How are you telling your story, right? So it's not always about the money. And especially like in the early stages, or when you're launching a new product like the box, like, you got to get scrappy and you have to be willing to get your hands dirty and just figure it out. And like you said, ask for help. And people will be so much more willing to help you when you have a really solid and impactful vision. And that is why you guys have been successful. So what would you say, just real quick, was the biggest factor in selling 100 boxes, right? Versus the goal of 50 boxes back when you guys launched this?
I think, well, like, I'm really active on Twitter. I'm one of those people that's always going viral. It's kind of annoying, but
no big deal.
But I make people laugh a lot. And I think if you can make people laugh, you can get them to listen to you. Like, because that's what comedians pretty much do. Like, they make you laugh and, like, hit you with that hard hitting point that's like, oh, like, that's, you know, that's really something I need to think about. And I think that's kind of how my natural personality is. Like, I'm very good at making people feel comfortable. And like you said, because our vision, my vision was something that they got to see, because I'm very transparent about my entrepreneurial journey on Twitter and on my social media. So you get to see the days where I'm like, dude, my bank account in the red. Like, oh, snap. Like, you know what I'm saying? You saw those days. So I think them, watching me literally build it, me telling them, like, we lost our investor. They see me hustling, you know, to get this stuff back up. I think people really just bought into that and was like, I really want to support her because I see how hard she's been working at this. I see that she's been doing this since 2018. So, you know, I want to support her as much as I can.
Yeah. And it just goes to show, like, I know people that are running a business. It's like, I've been posting about my business and I just am not getting traction. It's probably because they're just selling their stuff. They're just saying, buy from me. But you can't do that all the time. And you just can't. I know my personal philosophy with, like, social media is be as relatable as possible and as authentic and transparent, like you said, as possible. And that's what's going to translate to people and that like serve them over and over and over, and then tell them something you have to offer them, right? And then they'll listen because they trust you now. They've built up the know, like, and trust factor of you making them laugh, or you know, like I love making Instagram reels. I'm not really on TikTok, but I love making reels, and I don't really care what it looks like. It's not professionally done. I make it in my phone and I save it as a draft, and then I just post it. And people think it's funny, or I think it's, you know, entertaining in some way. And, you know, I'm not always talking about business, but I'm sometimes just like dancing with a bottle of Topo Chico. I don't know. So I love that, like being relatable. Also, huge fan of like, if you have humor, why did I say it like that? If you have humor as a part of your brand, I'm going to love you 10 times more because I love to laugh. I want to laugh. I want to watch comedians. We watched so much stand-up comedy this weekend on Netflix. I don't know why. It just happened. I love listening to comedy podcasts. I love to laugh. And so I think people forget about that, you know? So I love that that's how you kind of connected. But so one question I have is being friends. And first of all, how did you guys meet?
You want to tell the story, Bridge, or me?
So we met in middle school, sixth grade. It's so funny because in grade school, we only went to school together like 1 year. So in sixth grade, we met. They sat us in alphabetical order. I couldn't stand each other because I was like, oh my God, this girl talks so much. And I was like, so quiet. And then I don't know, just one day. And I was like, just one day, I have no idea how we got on the conversation, but we both found out that we had a lot of music. Our music taste was very similar, and we both loved Usher. And from there on,
exactly. If you don't love Usher, you know the new children are disrespecting his legacy. Yeah. Talking about Chris Brown is a better artist.
It makes me so sad.
And so just from there, we just continued to talk every day, and we actually ended up being really great friends. Like, we were so different but so much alike, and we just continued to hang out with each other. Even when she moved away and went to another school, we just continued to hang out with each other, and our friendship just continued to blossom. And so many things kept happening in life where we were stuck with each other. We ended up going to the same college, which we were not planning on. We ended up
both wanting to move here, which we didn't plan on.
So, you know, everything in life just keeps us together. And
we out, 17 years now? Yeah. We've been friends. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so awesome. I love, love, love that. It's so, so cool. Did you guys both grow up here in Texas?
No, we're originally from Birmingham, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay, cool. That's so awesome. I love it. Oh, you're wearing a Roll Tide t-shirt. That's awesome.
Yeah, she got on high school. She got on high school gear.
I love
it. I'm repping the queen.
I love
it. Part of the journey.
What a great polo. I want a polo.
We'll get you one.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah, and we'll get you a box.
Oh, thank you. That'll be so fun. This week, we are sponsored by Hired Up. Hired Up is an app designed to bring transparency to the job hunting and candidate screening process through the power of video. We all know looking for a job or finding a new hire is not easy. I can tell you myself, not easy. The resumes, the portals, applications, interviews, and then waiting and then not hearing back and blah, blah. It doesn't do you or your company any justice. So, Hired Up allows great companies and people to truly see each other before they ever meet. Their whole thing, guys, is no acting, no resumes, just you. So there's no more on the business side shifting and moving through all these resumes, things like that. And then on the hiring side, there's no more surprises. There's no more waiting. So you are more than just a resume. Go get the Hired Up app right now and start your profile today. That's the Hired Up app on the App Store. How is it working with your friends? like in business, because I know I've talked to Shabby and Kali about this, like they're, you know, they're clients of mine, and we have worked through how to work together, what, you know, things like that. What has it always just been like piece of cake, or do you guys butt heads? Because I know there's people out there that are like, I went into business with my friend and it was terrible, or I want to go to into business with my friend, but I don't know if I should, you know?
Well, I think first up is a lot of people go into business with people that they aren't really friends with. So, because good people point. Have very surface level friendships. And I think that causes a lot of problems when people decide to go in business with somebody, because you don't really know them. You only know the friend that you have a drink with, that you laugh with, but you don't really know them intimately. And I think because like we've been with each other since we were 11 years old, we've seen the absolute good, bad, ugly, and everything in between.
Breakup.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Right. And when you have a genuine friendship, you understand how people react to certain things, because that's important. You see certain things in them, you know their strengths, you know their weaknesses, you know your strengths and you know your weaknesses. And we know that about each other. And so we don't put our egos in the situation. There are some things where I know Valise is going to be the leader in that, and I'm going to follow because that is her strength. She's knowledgeable about it. And I know that she's going to lead us in a successful way.
And she know I'm not going to step on her toes. It's like, that's Bridget thing. What I would literally tell somebody, wait till Bridget is not working so you can talk to her about that, because that is not my expertise and I'm not going to pretend it's my expertise. Not my job.
Right. So we set that up front ahead of time. And then even in our paperwork, we have it legally written down too, because, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to do that, that's my friend. But at the end of the day, it's better to do things when you guys are in a right state of mind before the money starts to get involved. That way, you know, like, regardless of what happens, regardless of how we feel, this is what's fair. And so we're going to stick to this.
It's kind of like a prenup.
Yeah.
Like, let's make all these decisions while we're happy and we are so in love and, you know, and nothing's going horrible in the business. So it's fair.
Right. Oh my gosh. It is like a prenup. Oh my God. That's just the best. And are you guys on Clubhouse? Have you gotten active on Clubhouse?
Yeah, I have. I do. I have a Clubhouse. I just don't be on there anymore because I feel like they really quickly just came and took over the app with a lot of foolishness. So you have to shift through a lot of foolishness to find the good stuff.
It is funky because you really got to like work to get the algorithm right so that you see the rooms and the conversations you actually want to listen to. Right. But yeah, I get it. I was on a room last night as a speaker. And someone came on the stage and we were talking about like community over competition and collaborating with people. And someone said, hey, I like went and created a partnership for this event. We had like hundreds of people signing up. And then the girl peaced out and took our stuff and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I don't know why this happened, you know? And so we talked through like, did you have a contract? Did you get on the phone and talk to them? Because it wasn't in person, it was virtual. That's the other thing too that's happening is like, we want to collaborate with people online, but you've never met them. So what are you going to do to actually kind of screen them, right? To see if they line up with your values. And so I was like, have a contract. I don't care. I think I literally was like, I don't care if it's your best friend, you know, or your family member, have a contract, because you can blame the contract, but when you try to blame each other, that's what's so detrimental to relationships. And that's not what you want to happen. And so, I mean, it's just, it happens. And it's so sad, but there's ways we can make it work, right? Like, you guys are such a great example of that. So I love that.
We already have it worked out that if we both get to the point where like, look, we're not seeing eye to eye on the company anymore, we're gonna sell it. Like, that's in our paperwork to say, like, we're just gonna sell and let it be done. You take your 50, I'll take my 50, and we go out, you know,
because once you get to that point, you need to get someone in that can stay focused on the vision. Because like you said earlier, if your vision is the money, you won't get far. But if you're truly trying to make a difference, sometimes you have to step outside of yourself and say, okay, I'm not equipped to continue to do this. Let me get someone in to where I know, like, they're going to make the best decision for the company. They have a clearer point of view. That way we're not in, you know, just going back and forth. And then, because once you go back and forth, everything else falls and it drops the ball. So it's just making sure that you express those things up front and go ahead and get them written down on paper. So that way when those things come up, it's just easy to just go ahead and do what's best for the company.
Yeah, for sure. So investors, what was that process like getting an investor, you know, when you guys did?
To be completely honest, literally was having a regular conversation with the person. I wasn't trying to get them to invest. I was just talking to them about the business. She's like, I have this pile of money over here. You want it? Sure. I'm like, sure. and it was really going really well. But like I said, COVID happened and her business just took a major hit. So she started having to like really dig into her own funding to keep her businesses afloat while that was going on. And it was another Black woman. So that was actually helping us do this. So it was like, no malicious intent of her, you know, pulling out. It was just really, she was in a tough spot and we totally understood because we were in the same tough spot. We're like, oh, we get it. Because as a publicist, Coachella got canceled and Coachella was one of my biggest shakes. And I'm like, oh Lord, like that covers a good like 2/3 of my bills for the year. And that's not happening.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That, you know, man, I think if you came out of COVID and you feel like you're better for it, bless you, because we all went through losing money, losing customers, having to cancel this, move. Oh, I hate that. So how did you meet this person? Like when you just started talking about the business?
Actually somebody had recommended her to me to do PR for, and that's how I met her. Oh. And we were actually at a PR meeting, and it was like after the meeting was over, and we were just talking about business in general, you know, both being entrepreneurs, and I was telling about just talking to her about my other businesses and stuff that I had going on. And then that's how the conversation just went from there. She was like, oh, well, you want this money to get it done? And she actually hooked us, the guy that's our contractor, she hooked us up with him and was like, I know somebody that does good work. That's not uber expensive. Like, so here he is as well. So she not only helped us monetarily, she helped us with some relationships. And also her product is actually in the box.
Oh, how cool. That's amazing. Yeah. What is her specific product? Let's give her a little shout out real quick.
Yes, we will show you really quick. We got a box right here.
So her specific product is a hair deodorizer. So there are a lot of times where, especially women of color, like we don't really have dry shampoo or anything because it doesn't really work on our hair as well. But there are times where you go to a cookout and they're grilling, you're smoking your hair, you go out to the club, or, you know, it's an old hairstyle. You just want to refresh it and make it smell good until you can get to it. So it's called Hair Sense, and it's a hair deodorizer, and it comes in about four different scents, and you just spray it on your hair and it just makes it smell great for up to 24 hours. Oh, they smell amazing, and you literally cannot smell any of the smoke. It just makes it like fresh again.
And it actually eliminates the odor. It doesn't just mask it, like the chemicals in it actually eliminates the odor for you.
So it's like really good for breeze for your hair.
Yeah, yes. Basically. That's a good way to describe it.
Sign me up. I love Mexican food. And we would go to La Hacienda Ranch. Have you ever been there? There's like several out here in Dallas. My favorite restaurant, my family's favorite restaurant. But if you go, even if you don't get fajitas, someone around you has fajitas. And you will smell like fajitas for days unless you take, like, wash your hair. So I love that. That's so cool. So, you know, going through building this business, you know, your idea of the bus, and then bus is on hold, you create the box. Now you guys are like, okay, the bus still needs to happen. Like, we're making this happen. So tell us about the bus, what it is, and kind of the idea you got to start it and what your plans are now.
So how we started the bus was actually really funny. So in 2018, when we thought about the business, we actually wanted it to be a brick and mortar location. So it's going to be this huge, massive women's self-care facility. It was going to have so many different things, which it'll be a part of our vision, but that's how we wanted to start out. So we were like going in heavy. We were pitching to different people. We were trying to get investors, and every single person was like, your vision is too big. You're too young. It's too risky. So literally no. And like 20 different ways. And so we got a business advisor through the SBDC.
Hey, Judith.
I know,
Judith. But she'll end up watching this.
Yeah. And she was like, I believe in this vision, but if they're saying it's too big, what can we do? How can we pivot? So we were brainstorming in a session, and I was like, oh my gosh, I saw this on Facebook this morning, and it was like a trailer. And so we were like, hey, what if we made it mobile to show people that we can start this business and that you can believe in us and you can give us the money for the brick and mortar? And she was like, oh my God, I have a client that has two buses. Let's see what we can do. So it literally started there. And with the bus, we were just like, it'll be more accessible. It's something for us to put more money into up front. We can show people that we are worthy of their money in a sense, because they're like, it's too risky. You're too young. I don't want to give you all of this money. And that's really how the bus started. And so the bus is definitely unique. It's definitely a lavish experience. It's going to be one of the first full service mobile buses. Most mobile buses, they're only individual service, but this one's going to be full service. So it's going to have nails, hair, massage, and facials on the bus.
Amazing.
So we can do events. We'll be able to do parties. We would, of course, be able to do individual services. And it's just an easier way to allow women to experience that environment, especially in certain communities where we don't get the capital to have lavish things, or we don't get the capital to keep them open. So we want to make sure that everyone gets to experience the queendom and really feel like a queen through beauty. And that was just our goal, is to just make beauty accessible and to not make it so taboo. I almost feel like some women are afraid to endure in it because they're like, oh, well, it's not meant for me. I can't afford it. But you're going to get to experience this at a price that you can't afford. And that's really our goal.
Yes. And another cool thing about with the bus. So when we decided to pivot to the bus, literally the client that had the buses, this man had just paid like $7,000-$8,000 for these buses. He sold us our bus for $500 because he believed in what we were doing. Hell yeah. So much.
Oh my gosh. I have so many ideas and so many questions, but I also just want to like live in this bus. Like my husband and I we just bought a new house, and my mom's gonna be like, you want to get a bus and make it like a spa bus? That is awesome. That is so cool. So now, you know, COVID, things like that, what are the plans for the bus now? We're recording this here early May 2021. What are the plans?
So we are now back to pitching the bus specifically to raise capital. We actually just pitched an investor yesterday that's sounding kind of hopeful. So if we can get the capital for it, the goal is to have this bus rolling in Dallas by the fall. And if we can get even more capital, our home state of Alabama just made it legal to do what we're doing. So we want to get one there as well.
How was it not legal before?
So,
in Alabama.
So during this journey, we learned so much stuff. That's why you can't be afraid to have a big vision, because with your vision, there may not be things out there for you. You may be the one paving the way. So even in Dallas, there's not a lot of information on beauty buses. It's more so food trucks. So we would really be setting the guidelines for how those things will work. Like, you have the basics of like the hygienic stuff, but as far as permits and parking and how it should run and things of that nature, we would really be setting the momentum for that. And so same thing in Alabama, they mainly focused on food trucks. they didn't really think about the nail and hair business or the barber business. So a lot of states are finally catching on. So we've been having to really set the blueprint and figure this stuff out on our own because it's so new.
That is cool. Oh my gosh. What an incredible opportunity you guys are sitting on and making happen, because being a trailblazer for something so unique, like what you guys are doing, is going to be so, like you said, you guys are literally going to shape the way that other people have ideas to do something like this or whatever, or, you know, not something like it, but use a bus for XYZ. That is so exciting. So, okay, tell our listeners, how can they support you guys? Obviously you have the box, and is it a monthly subscription?
We're doing right now is quarterly. We do hope to get to the point where we have enough products where we can, you know, start churning it out monthly. We have enough staff to do that. But right now it's just a 2-woman army. So we got to keep it. We got to keep it as, you know, easy as possible. Simple. To make happen. So we do them quarterly. You were able to get it subscribed to it at the beginning of the year, but as of after June, it'll just be selling them outright for the $35 that you can purchase on our website. But we also have our GoFundMe, which is for the Queendom, and we do have a Give Butter, which the Give Butter is specifically for our project, because for every box that you purchase, we give one away to a sexual assault survivor. So we have a Give Butter that is specifically for that. So those we can get, we want to be able to get them like little jogging suits, because I don't know if a lot of people know that when you leave the exam room, you don't get to take your clothes, you don't get to take your shoes, and you just have to walk out in that ugly paper gown and those little paper shoes. So we want to get little jogging suits and flip flops for them. So that way you get to walk out with some type of dignity. You already gone through one of the most traumatic things that you could ever possibly go through. Can I at least feel a little good about myself walking out of here?
And we've also partnered with Honeypot. They've given us some products. So some pads, some tampons, and Curls has also given us product. They're a natural hair care brand as well. So we've had a lot of great people partner with this. We just want to continue to have enough boxes to be able to help those sexual assault victims. So.
Oh, yeah, and we are looking for more companies to donate product for the crown case. We are also looking for more companies to put in the Queen of Beauty box. So ladies, hit us up. Oh, and we actually do, let me show you this really quick, because the men have been getting on our nerves. So that if you stop feeling left out, here's the Queendom King Edition that is going on pre-sale in a couple weeks. So I told them this box better sell out, because y'all have been in my DMs harassing me. And then the women have been saying they're tired of their men stealing their products. So that'll help with that too. Oh my God.
I will say there are a couple of products. For example, my deodorant. I use Dove aluminum free, like lavender, like something super girly. And my husband steals it. And now I'm like, I'm just going to buy your own. He's like, don't buy me the men's stuff. I want that one. I'm like, why?
They love stealing our stuff. They love it. I'm like, this costs too much for you to be stealing.
He grabs my face wash. I'm like, you can't use that. That's expensive. Oh my gosh. Well, this is so awesome. So they can go to your Instagram, the Queendom BBTX, right? Mm-hmm. On Instagram. And all the info is in your bio link. They can go support your GoFundMe. And oh my gosh, I am super excited that I got to meet you guys and talk to you guys. Holy crap. Y'all are just doing the Lord's work. You're doing so many cool things. And we'll have to chat more about what we could do together. But y'all are killing it. Anything else you want to share with the people before we head out?
I always like to, you know, give entrepreneurs just in general a tip.
Do it.
Be married to your vision, but don't be married to the method of how you get that vision done. Because if we were married to the way we plan this thing out, it wouldn't happen. We would have quit a long time ago. So, you know, and this vision, it's already impacted so many people, and everybody that we've needed to help us along the way has dropped in our path because we kept going. Like even with the for the cases for the sexual assault survivors. We're donating those first ones to the Julie Valentine Center in South Carolina. And that's because of the clubhouse room where I was talking and a reporter from South Carolina, she loved what we were doing. And she's also a sexual assault survivor herself. And she was like, hey, this center really helped me get through and they need this help, because we found out, I didn't know a lot of rape crisis centers, they don't get federal funding like other nonprofits do.
Wow.
So there, a lot of them are really community funded and they need that help. So that's, we want to keep growing this company so that we can keep growing those spaces for those people that need those services.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I love just that, the full circle moments of like being on Clubhouse and a random reporter hears you and you're like, I would love to connect with you. And then that helps other people. It just, I love it. Bridget, do you have something to say?
Yes.
I don't want
to
cut you off.
Be confident in your vision. If it was something that was meant to be easy, somebody else would have already done it. You have to believe in yourself and stay strong in yourself, because as an entrepreneur, you are going to hear no a lot. You have to take a chance on yourself and you have to be comfortable with hearing no, but you have to believe in your vision that other people will begin to believe in your vision, even though it's not theirs. And that's what we've done. And a lot of people that have helped us, they was like, this is risky, but I believe in you. I want to support you because you feel so strongly about it and you feel so passionately about it. I'm going to support you off of that. And that goes a long way.
I love it. Well, you guys are incredible. You are like, I look up to you guys. Y'all are so amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm really glad that Kali connected us. And love her and Shabby at People's Revolt. But thank you guys for being on the Girl Gang podcast. And thank you guys for listening. Go connect with them online, Valise and Bridget at the Queendom BBTX. Go check it out, support them, and we will see you guys next time.